take a chance. You're listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Adyen, the payments platform made for today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. With Adyen's single solution, it's simple to accept all kinds of payments, in-app, online, in-store, touch-free, and beyond. And it seamlessly adapts with your business. So keep your customers happy and your business growing with Adyen. Visit Adyen, ADYEN.com to learn more.
Rusty Quill presents.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 12. The War. Part 4 of 4.
Written by Casey Wayland.
No. Why are you looking at me? You're crazy. You are crazy. It's bad enough out there as it is.
What? I don't get it.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Go grab him, Lizzie. Hurry. We don't have a choice.
Ugh.
This is gonna get interesting.
It's also gonna take out enough of the Maulers to give us a fighting chance.
Wait, I don't understand. The weapon? The sweat? We're using the sweat?
Everything we got. Lizzie's got 2 jars worth.
But Michael, all the ladders and the piles of things outside, they're going to climb in.
That's why we have to save what ammo we have left. It's either we do this now or never.
All right. I got them in the bag here. And Saul, you probably want to take Lady upstairs with us.
Oh, Lady. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm so sorry. I so forgot about you.
I did too. She wasn't barking or anything. She was just hiding under the bed.
Here, Angel, take a jar. Go to the other end of the building and chuck it out. Bert, you do the same on the opposite side.
Got it. Thanks.
The rest of you, head upstairs. Bert, Angel, and I will take care of things down here. Go, now.
All right.
Michael, I really should be staying down here with you.
Go! Keep them safe upstairs until we catch up. We have enough down here. I want you up there in case something gets past us.
My bottle's out.
The Maulers, they're downstairs.
Come on, Angel.
Which side should I throw it out?
Just chuck it out there already.
Damn it! It hit the pile, but it didn't break it. It bounced off that sofa.
You can't do anything right. Move! Thanks for having me waste a bullet. How long is it gonna take for them to come?
Maybe a few minutes.
We might not have that long.
Ammo check.
I got Bill's shotgun and about 10 rounds of 9 mils.
One, two clips with 9 millimeter.
You?
I guess I'm out. I thought I had some left.
Here, take my pistol. I have Bill's shotgun. Still got a decent amount of ammo.
Hags must have used all of yours, Michael.
She what?
There. At the stairwell door. Right below us.
Where is she?
Oh, goody. Scarface is here. Hey, Scarface! Say hello to my little friend!
Back up. This one is mine.
Oh, just yours, huh? I prefer it that way.
Angel, what did you mean by that? She used my gun.
Stop that one that was coming in the window. Didn't Saul tell you? She saved you.
Saul didn't say a word to me.
Come on up here! Your face ain't ugly enough. Let me fix it.
No. Let me
a tower left to save after all this is over.
Aww. Are you done playing already? Why don't you have your little brunette girlfriend join in? I promise not to play too rough.
No thanks. But it sounds like someone else will. This way, I get you. Go that way, they get you. There's no way out for you. Our little game of chutes and ladders is over. You might as well forfeit.
Or cheat. Give me the Molotov.
Scratch, no, we can't.
Just give it to me.
Oh, shit. Michael! Angel! Find something to put this out! Quick!
There's another extinguisher at the end of the hall. Grab it! Bert, I need a hand. I can't...
Don't wait for me. Spray yours, Angel.
It's not enough.
Work the left side. I'll get the right.
The flames are too big.
Michael, go up there and get the others. We need more.
Going. I need everyone to grab an extinguisher and head downstairs.
But they're coming. There's a whole bunch outside already attacking the Maulers.
Listen, if we don't put this out now, we're gone one way or the other.
All right, come on, everyone. Grab an extinguisher. There's two on every floor. Come on.
I'm coming, Michael.
Peg,
I got one. Where do I go?
This way. Knock any ladders off. Zombies first, then fire.
Okay.
Into the hallway on the third floor and saw that the flames now separated us from the stairwell and the others above. We sprayed our extinguishers trying to get through, but it just kept roaring out of control.
It's just not enough!
Michael, where are you?
We're still on the third floor. Seal off the floors. Don't let the fire spread.
But
don't worry about us.
All right. Everyone back upstairs. Move!
I'm out.
Me too. We need to shut all the apartment doors. All right. Quickly, in here.
Here, Michael, breathe. We hung onto the window, gasping for air.
I peered over the ledge and looked out over the thousands of them moving around on the ground below. Bodies of fallen maulers were being consumed as a sea of moving zombies searched for more. Michael, what are we going to do?
Just breathe.
Well, what about everyone else? Upstairs? But they're trapped up there.
No, the building's sealed off with fire doors. As long as they don't open them, the fire might burn itself out. But I don't know about this floor. We can't stay here much longer.
But the stairs are blocked.
I know. I only see two options. Up or down.
This is it then, isn't it?
It might just be. For now, just breathe.
There can't be just one stairwell. Huh. How else would someone get...
The elevator!
But that won't work.
No, we just need to get off this floor. The fire will travel up, not so much down. We could at least make it to the lobby.
Look at your arm. I don't think you can make it.
If I break both, at least I'll be alive. We'll be. But I need your help. Come on. Everyone else, get back upstairs.
Saul, run up and shut the stairwell door. Don't let the air in.
On it. Is everyone on this floor?
Yeah, they're spread out into different rooms, but all here. What about the fire downstairs?
All we could do is hope it burns itself up. Or at least until those things down there clear out. Or, well, hell, I don't know at this point.
You sure this is everyone?
Yeah, I think so. Except Michael and Pegs.
I hope they're okay.
Michael will think of something. He might even have made it outside.
Oh, man, I sure hope not. Look at all that down there. They just keep coming.
Sea Maulers. Sea Maulers, run. Run, run, you bastards.
Let me see.
Nick, guys, stay away from the windows. Come on.
Pretty high up. They don't have any ladders up to here. What is that?
Let me see. There was a flesh biter on the roof across the way from us. It was hanging out where we ran our tests a few weeks back. It was a long, skinny one with rail-thin arms and legs. Suddenly, it crouched down and turned towards us.
What? What is it? Does it see us?
I don't. Jumper! Flying through the window and into the room. Its long limbs made its head nearly scrape the ceiling, standing over a foot taller than me. It bounded and kicked Saul straight in the chest, knocking him to the wall. Tommy, move! I dove out of the way as Angel went to shoot it, but I was faster. My shotgun blew a hole in the center of its chest, scattering guts onto Tommy and Saul.
Tommy, are you alright?
Ah, gross.
Sorry about that.
What the hell was...
Oh my god, Saul. Babe, are you okay?
You have no idea how much this hurt. Damn near stopped my heart. Kicked like the freaking horse.
We need to get you cleaned off, too. This is just nasty.
Oh, that doesn't even faze me.
No, she's right. We need to do it right away. Do we have a line on this floor to the water tank?
Yeah, we do. One apartment over.
Oh, God. I think it might have broken one of my ribs.
Saul, do you have any morphine in your medic bag?
I think so. Why?
All right. Well, I think you need it. Just... That just goes into... in your vein, right?
No, I don't need it. Save it.
Saul, take my arm. Angel, you get on his other side.
Oh, God, you smell so much worse than normal.
Oh, shut it.
I'm right behind you. Come on, Tommy, you too.
Anyway, I'm okay. Save the water.
Get your ass over here now.
It just never stops, does it?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Who else? Not too long ago, I used to really wish for a little more excitement. And now that I got it, I'm not sure I want it. Not like this.
Well, at least we have each other.
Well, that we do. Well, most of us anyway.
You really think Michael's okay?
Honestly, I don't know. He's pretty resourceful and pretty damn clever, but sometimes the odds just aren't in your favor. Michael's luck just might have run out.
Driver ain't cutting it. Get something else from Datu's utility closet. Crawl over there and stay low.
Crowbar work?
Yeah. All right, I'll help you pry it. Just shove it in there hard and pull.
It worked. Oh, God, that's a long way down. I don't know if
Hey, I got one arm. How do you think I feel? The old-fashioned way. Go grab the gloves from the closet. Hurry!
Here!
One pair?
It's all that was in there.
Fine. One for you, one for me. You ready? You first.
What?
Hey, if I miss, I need you to help me break my fall. Now jump across and grab the steel cable.
Fine. Give me both gloves. I'll throw them back once I'm down. You can't expect me to grab it with one hand.
You're like 90 pounds. You'll be fine.
We don't have time to argue.
Whenever you're ready. No pressure. We're just running out of air.
Okay, here goes. I did it.
All right, now throw them up. If I fall, just try and make sure I don't bounce off.
Michael!
What?
There's an access ladder to your left.
Oh, would you look at that?
I didn't have to jump.
Hold that thought. Here I come. All right, now, climb back up there and shut the door.
What?
I got one hand. If we don't, the fire...
I get it. Move! There!
Okay, now I need you to open the hatch to the elevator so we can jump down.
Worthless, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little. At least we can breathe easier. All right, here I come. Okay, where's the crowbar? Pegs, where is it? How are we supposed to open the door?
You didn't tell me to bring it. It's not my fault.
Sorry, I have it. I just wanted to make you squirm.
Oh my gosh, I freaking hate you.
I still kind of need you to use it here. Come on.
Just shut up and give it to me. Wait, what if it's not safe out there? What if they're all over the lobby?
Well, we'll peek first. Are you ready? Here goes.
Saul, you're clean. Why don't you go lay down?
Okay.
Come on, Tommy, your turn.
I told you, I'm fine.
No, you're filthy. Get over here.
I told you no, I don't need it. I already got the big chunks off. There wasn't that much.
Fine. Hey, Kelly! He's not listening.
Come on, Tommy, do what you're told.
Angel, you got a sec?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So, I was thinking maybe we could...
What the hell?
Does anyone else hear that?
Yeah, shh.
Elevator shaft.
Should I?
Open it. Might be.
Would you open the door already?
Oh, they made it!
Here, use this.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I gotcha.
Ah! Grab the other arm.
Sorry.
Pegs,
Hey, you need a...
No, I got it.
Shut that thing.
What happened?
Lobby's full of them. We're gonna have to do some repair work later.
No, what happened with the fire?
Oh. Well, we closed off what we could on the third floor, and we heard it sucking air through the elevator door on the way up.
Sounds like it's burning itself out. Nice.
Michael, how's your arm?
Hurts like hell. At least I still have feeling in it.
That thing's swelling pretty bad. You need to get that down. Quick.
Bill had some ice upstairs in his apartment. I used it when he was sick.
All right, I'll go and get it.
I'll go with you.
No. Don't go in the stairwell. You'll just feed the flames.
Well then, ladies, go quick and stick together. Michael, I'm sorry, but you really need it.
Well, hold your breath in the stairwell and run like hell.
All right.
Hey, where's Bill?
How's everyone else?
Wait. So the lobby. Too many? We can't take them?
No, not with what we got.
Damn it. No way we can make it to the garage then?
Well, that's why we came up.
So we're stuck up here?
Could be worse.
Oh, great. You had to say something.
Shh. Let me listen.
Sounds like they're far down the elevator shaft. Do you want me to open it back up?
No. Shh. Just shush.
Tommy? No, stop it.
Stop it!
Tommy? Okay, see this? This is just water. It's not gonna hurt you. I'm gonna wipe this part right here. Okay.
Screw that.
Ow.
Get off of me. Hey, Tommy. Shut up, you two. Shut up.
Do you hear anything?
Well?
Let's just open it.
Tommy, I need to clean that off.
Don't touch
me.
I can't hear anything because of those two. Now shut the hell up.
Okay. Get back.
They're coming up the shaft.
Close it. Quick!
Tommy?
This is not the time. Control that little brat.
What the hell? Tommy, you okay? You hurt?
Angel, grab something to put against this thing. They're following our trail up here.
I can't find anything. They threw everything out of the windows on this floor.
There's nothing to grab onto with this door. It slides sideways. If they get up here and push it the right way, we're...
Saul, do something! What's... Saul!
Tommy!
He's turned!
What? No, it can't!
Get him off me!
I can't get a clear shot!
Do it, Bert! Just do it!
Don't, please!
Please, kill him before he...
He's one of us!
You know?
Oh, hell!
He's down! Now the door! What do I do to
here, keep it? Hey, just hold this side. I'll hold... Saul, I think... Saul?
I guess you're not that good of a shot after all.
Saul? Saul? Bert, you shot him!
Oh my God. Saul!
Man down!
No!
Kelly, stay away from that thing!
That thing is my nephew!
Was!
Saul is bleeding bad.
What?
Hold pressure on it.
Where's it hit?
Under where I'm holding, right under his collarbone.
Oh, good. I missed his lungs.
Michael, are they still there?
I don't hear him anymore, but I ain't moving from this spot either.
Bert, you so suck!
I swear, I'll never drink again.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. You're not very good on your promises, are you?
Low blow, Mrs.
Shh. Hey, I can't hear anything. How did he pass out? The wound's not that bad.
Well, maybe he couldn't stand the sight of his own blood.
Wait, where's the exit wound? Let me see.
Uh-oh. There isn't one.
But there is a lot of blood.
Will you people shut the hell up?
No, look! He's got Tommy's blood on his face and neck.
That's nowhere near the wound, though.
Tommy just had a scratch, and that's all it took for him.
But it happens faster than that, if he got it in there earlier.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it got in him when we tried to wash it off.
No, but if that's the case, then...
But check Saul's eyes!
They look fine, see?
Well, they are. Well, for now. There's a lot of blood there. Tommy didn't have a wound like this, and
And if all he had was a scratch, then...
Then what?
I mean, look. Look, he looks fine now, but he's also unconscious. Maybe he'd change if he...
If you what?
Did you see that?
I don't know about seeing anything, but I sure as hell can't hear with all
Kelly!
The...
Stand up and get away from Tommy.
Just leave me alone.
Kelly, slowly get up and come towards me. Michael. He moved.
No, he didn't. I've been right here. I know.
Kelly.
He's going for the stairwell!
He's trying to escape!
I'm out!
I'm not.
He's still moving!
Oh, hell!
He's fallen into the flames.
Yeah, but not before destroying the stairwell door.
The fire! It's spreading this way! It's climbing!
The door's been ripped off! We can't fix this!
We can't close it off now. It's gonna take over.
They're at the elevator door! Screw this! I'm out of here!
Wait, Bert! Please, I can't move Saul on my own!
You don't even know if that's Saul anymore!
Michael, we need to do something! How can we...
That's it! Game over, folks! We're seriously screwed here!
We have to! There has to be a way! We can fix this!
No, we can't! It's over! There's no way to seal off the fire now!
Screw that! There has to be something! We can fix this!
No, Angel, we can't stay here anymore. We have to leave the tower.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Nico Marvin, Manly Woods, Michael Ray Clark, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood, and Bob Bergen as Skittles. Also featuring the voices of Ben Jurand, I'm Michael Swan. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Wayland. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.
From all of us here at the Mutual Audio Network, we thank all our listeners and creators for making us an award-winning home for four seasons of audio drama and audio fiction.